My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey girl, can I pee in your butt? 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 Hey there girl, your ass couldn't be fatter. I'ma put my dick in it and empty my bladder. Hey girl, can I pee in your butt?
This is stupid.
Hey girl, can I pee in your butt?
Really fucking stupid.
Met this girl at the club, she was hard to miss. I said, hey girl, can I fill your ass with piss?
Okay.
Hey girl, can I pee in your butt?
Oh boy.
Hey girl, can I pee in your butt?
I gotta say, I thought it was really good.
I think that's the stupidest one we've ever played.
It's not even a submitted song to us.
I know it's not. You know how I know it's not submitted?
How?
Because our listeners are not that dumb.
Wow.
Our listeners are smart people who would never make something so stupid.
I'm really offended by that.
When our listeners make silly songs, they're actually so smart when you think about them and deconstruct them. I mean, who's peeing in people's butts and vaginas?
Well, that was an expression that my roommate would say in college.
Yeah.
About girls he found attractive, he would say, yeah, I'd pee in her butt. Like, that was his way of saying.
Sure.
So it actually, to me, it was nostalgia. You know, I was like,
right. It harkens back to your stupid roommate.
My roommate saying, I'd pee in her butt.
Yeah.
Or you'd be like, you know, were there girls there? Yeah, would you pee in their butt? Like, that was his expression for that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I always enjoyed it.
Would you pee in my butt?
Yeah, of course. I do it all the time.
No, you don't.
Yeah, sure I do.
It's interesting. I would fart in your mouth. Does that count?
All right, Philadelphia. I am in...
You didn't answer the question.
I'm at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. Please come out and see me. Bring a friend. Let's make it good times. Be fun shows. And then next week, I will be...
What? Let's make it fun.
Yeah.
Let's have good times.
That's for real. That's real shit.
You're cute. I just like you. Have I mentioned that I like you?
I like you too.
Don't turn it up over that. I love you, you dumb shit.
I love you too, Gene.
You silly silver bearded devil.
I love you too.
You silly gorilla.
Next week I go to one of my favorite comedy clubs in the country. It's Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. And we're going to the Downtown Club. It's only a few shows. It's only 5 shows. And Big Earn, Andy Erickson's coming with me.
I'm coming with you just to hang out. I'm not performing. I'm just keeping the jeans company.
You're coming with me?
I'm going to fold your jeans every night.
I got a surprise for you for that trip.
You do?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You don't know.
I know. And then, let's see. So please come out, Denver, to my downtown shows. And then, Mom...
You know what I'm saying?
Listen up, Mommy. I am... I'm going to Hong Kong and Singapore and Macau, China.
Macau.
Going into September, Jeans and I do one show only, September 18th, at the Fort Lauderdale Improv in Hollywood, Florida, the Seaman Hole Hard Rock Casino. That's a Thursday night. It's our only South Florida show of the year. A few weeks later, I'm in Orlando, but this is, if you're in West Palm, if you're Fort Lauderdale, if you're in Miami, please come down to the show in Fort Lauderdale. Now, here's some other exciting things that have been added. I did add Minneapolis and Phoenix. I also added Oklahoma City for one night. And then that's in my run that I'm doing Houston, Dallas, and New Orleans on. All tickets, TomSegura.com. Jeans, we have some podcasts coming up that are on the road. We tell people where they're at.
All right, this is it. Some of you in Sunnyvale were asking, and guess what? The Mommies are coming to Cobbs in San Francisco.
I'm sorry, where?
Mobs? Manfred Disco! Shit!
You fucked it up.
Manfred Disco. We're just doing the podcast. No stand-up this time around, guys. We're coming on October 9th, 8 p.m. show. Get your tickets now because they go fast. We're very popular in that region.
Yeah, it's going to be bigger than ever in Manfred Disco this time. And where else? Where else are we doing shows?
Oh, me?
No, the new dates.
Are those? I don't have the ticket links up for that.
Oh, they're not up?
We weren't given those yet, so I'm reluctant to. I mean, unless you want to say until the links.
We can just tell people what cities we're going to. It's
okay,
in November.
Okay, so we have November 6th, we're in Seattle at the Highline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then November 7th, PDX.
That's right.
Portland at the Analog. And then the 8th of November, we're going to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. The Empty Bottle.
The Empty Bottle. And we're doing it. The links will be up shortly for tickets, but keep that in the back of your mind. Get your jeans ready to be pulled up. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you there, guys. I'm excited.
Yeah. Any other places? Anything else you want to plug?
I want to plug your butthole. October 2nd through 5th, I'm at the Cincinnati Funny Bone.
You are?
Uh-huh.
October?
Yeah, 2 through 5.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, September, I'm staying home and working on other things. Like, in case you didn't know, guys, it's finally here. I am officially launching the That's Deep Bro podcast. And I thought, what better time to launch it when we are depriving the jeans of one of their episodes? So the week that Tommy is going to be in Macau, Hong Kong, I'm going to start it. So September 8th, it's going to drop on Mondays. We're going to start That's Deep Bro. We're doing philosophy for dummies, essentially.
That's
cocktail party level philosophy. It's serious questions with silly people.
I like it a lot.
It's really fun. We have Greg Fitzsimmons as a guest. We have Jenny Pentland, one of my dear childhood friends. We got Ryan Sickler. We got The Full Charge. It's huge.
That's awesome.
It's going to be fun. It's more serious than this show, guys. So don't, it's different in tone.
Different in tone.
We're talking like, you know, deep shit.
That's deep, bro.
That's deep. So get your weed on, get your drink on, and go listen to that. So September 8th, guys.
Cool.
Mark your calendars.
Peep this.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready to do this?
There's a lot to cover. So ready.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
I mean, when I'm out on the river and I'm fishing and I, boom, goes the dynamite. When I set my hook, people put their frog togs on because they think a thunderstorm's coming in because my hook set is, boom, loud as thunder, fast as lightning. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't playing no games, ladies and gentlemen. The hook set is where it's at.
What okay. is going on with him?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh, no. The saddest one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What happened?
I got up early today.
You're tired. You had work to do early today.
Yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes the music is not in you every day.
It's not.
But you know what? You still showed up and you still played, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here to play the tunes, you know. I'm here to play the tunes.
You did the best you could, Jeans.
I went and pitched a television show today.
How'd it go?
It went pretty well. Better than yesterday.
Was it? It's really nice when you work for months and months creating a television show, and then you go to the meeting, and then, like, let's just say, for instance, an executive is on their iPhone the whole time typing, mm-hmm. sometimes pulling up penis pics at a meeting. That's really cool.
That's nice.
It's just respectful behavior.
I talked to somebody today that said that they were pitching a show a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they had four places offered them to buy the show.
Wow.
And then the fifth place they went to is where I went yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were totally, like, dismissive and not interested.
Maybe that place was, you know, dopey.
I should point out that I pitched two shows yesterday.
Wow. That's a full show business day.
Full show business day.
And you did the podcast.
Yeah. And I'm here today. I did two pitches today.
Oh, my gosh.
And tomorrow there's two, but I can't go.
When are you getting your Hollywood Walk of Fame star?
Just for pitching? Do they give them out for that?
This guy gave out.
He pitched a lot of ideas.
Of course.
Really? I didn't know they do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hollywood, man. I mean, you know, showbiz. Like, that's what's up. Showbiz is what's up, man. I like show business.
I'm fishing, and boom, goes the dynamite. When I set my hook, people put their frog togs on because they think a thunderstorm's coming in because my hook set is, boom, loud as thunder, fast as lightning. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't playing no games, ladies and gentlemen.
He drives a big time, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
A big time one. Did someone send you this?
Yes, this was submitted by a listener.
For, you know what I'm saying, or just for his absolute just nuttiness?
For what a lunatic. What's
this
going
guy
on here?
Loves his...
Can you describe the gentleman?
Yeah, he is wearing khaki shorts. There's some type of like bandana hanging from the belt loop. He has what appears to be brown slip-on like loafers.
Yeah.
So it's a very dad kind of gear where it's like
yes.
dad's office shoes, but with his casual, you know?
It's like casual Friday dad.
Yeah, then he has on a gray t-shirt. He has an absolutely enormous soft belly. I like to make it the distinction between hard bellies and soft bellies.
You do, and you're very good at pointing out just visually who's got what.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the hard, distended, bloated belly usually accompanies kidney problems, alcohol abuse. You know, there's different things that lead to that bloated, distended, hard
swollen
stomach.
Yes.
There appears to be a pregnancy in the man.
Ball.
Yeah. It's a bowling ball look. Uh-huh. This man does not have that at all. He has the very, very large, loose hanging, gut that hangs like if you'd have to use both hands to lift it to see where the, say if he had a belt on where the belt is, how. He has the full flab around. That's a lot of bad food. Probably a very, very poor diet. High fat, high sugar diet.
Yeah.
Doesn't do a lot of moving. Right. It's really bad. His gut is just enormous.
Now, Santa Claus, is that a hard booze belly or is that a jiggles?
Oh, he's a big booze bag. Santa's a booze bag. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's up there in the cold. You just get fucking hammered every day.
I know. That's what they do.
Yeah. I mean,
what else can you do?
Let's listen to this guy talk some shit. You want to talk some shit?
Let's do it.
Let's talk.
The hook set is where it's at, but it just comes natural. Like, I'm pretty sure that
he's winded.
Before long, I'm going to be able to fly because I'm starting to develop wings. It's the craziest thing in the world, but as I get older and more mature and I start to learn things about my body, these right here, let me show y'all. You see that right there? That's wings. I'm positive that's wings. If I flap it enough, sometimes I feel like I'm gonna come up off the ground.
He has the interesting body type though, where it's almost like his gut doesn't match his other body parts.
Wait, what wings are he referring to?
His
arms.
The under flab.
I have that.
Yeah, he calls that his wings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean though? Like his legs aren't as fat and his arms aren't as fat, but he just has like humongous stomach.
Yeah.
I'm just on a different level than a lot of people. But, you know, back to the hook set thing, boom, goes the dynamite. Boom, goes the dynamite. I take it back to, you know, the kumites. When I used to fight kumites, you know, the martial art background just comes into this. Sometimes when I'm on the front of that deck and boom, goes the dynamite, I'm getting so excited right now. I'm just having flashbacks of, high kick.
Woo. He's kicking.
He just did kicking and he did a turn.
Yeah.
But I just restrain myself sometimes. Moves like that will get me in trouble these days. So I just try to implement that into my boom, goes the dynamite, into my hook sets. And
I just don't want to let
that tiger out of the cage. You know, He's talking about fishing,
right? Like it starts as a hook
thing. I don't
know
what his hook sets are.
He's selling hooks and then he goes into kung fu moves and then.
Here's the first comment on his video.
Weird.
You're looking to die in 5 years. Lose the extra 100 pounds, please. You're good at fishing, and we need folks like you, but someone is taking advantage. They're going to kill you, bud.
Yeah, poor baby.
And he writes, do you have a crystal ball or a DeLorean? So he has like a little good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Then someone writes, this video makes me sad. And he wrote to them, I know, me too. Jesus.
I know, me too. That's funny. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, man.
Interesting. Speaking of dads, I've noticed the dads. I was watching dads on the airplane the other day.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how dads don't know how to text on iPhones? Like, dads peck with their index finger.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because they didn't learn to write to correctly text.
Yeah.
For, like, we had it at a certain age in our life, so you can still learn the behavior. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But if you first are starting to learn something at 50.
Yeah, forget it.
It's over, man.
Well, like my dad's got real short, chubby digits.
And mechanic digits.
Hands. Yeah. Well, my dad's, you know, has been a mechanic. So
for sure.
He can fix anything. Like he's so smart that way. And I watch him touch his iPhone and it's like, see what I'm doing? Like he doesn't even peck it with the tip of his finger. He like mashes his chubby entire index finger.
Does he write out long messages? Probably not, right? Or is it short messages?
No, because it takes him an hour.
Right, so it's
because
more
he touches
yes.
like with the whole top of his fingertip, like he's pecking it.
Like, they don't do the thumbs.
His thumbs are chubby and short. He doesn't have dexterous thumbs.
I write novels on that.
Me
thing.
Too.
Yeah,
bro. But so my iPhone.
Bro, what?
My iPhone took a major shit this past week. And but we went to the store. I'm gonna hold off for a month until the new Galaxy comes out and the new iPhone comes out. But bro, I got really excited when you showed me that note.
You like
and
that.
It comes with a pen, bro.
Dog, I know. Player, I'm saying.
Player, I'm saying.
I talked to a few other people this week, too. Then one guy had the new or the most recent LG phone.
Mm.
He was like, this is a bad motherfucker. The only argument I get really, I mean, iPhones are great on their own. You know, it's not like a piece of shit or anything. It's a good piece of equipment. But the only thing is where, like, you have a bunch of Apple stuff.
Yeah,
that's the real, I think, strong argument to stick with it is just having Apple stuff.
Because we're so far embedded in it.
Yeah.
Oh, did that pick up? Did you guys hear that fart?
I don't think they
You've did. Been farting a lot. Yeah, because we have Macs, we have the phones. We're going to have to fucking do all that shit.
I know. Because my buddy, and then another guy got, let's see, yesterday, what did he have? He has a
nightmare.
He has a Samsung, but then he has a PC laptop. Like, they're compatible, right? So he doesn't have...
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And then other player that was at the meeting has a Nokia phone, a big screen. He loves it now. He dropped his iPhone in the water, and Nokia sent him one.
Okay.
And then now he's like, oh, I'm starting to like it more and more every day.
Dude, bro, I know. The
I think you eventually adapt to just whatever you have.
Here's what I don't want. I'm fucking 38. My learning curve on technology is a little bit slower. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't got
time to learn a new fucking system.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
And here's the problem with my phone is that it fucked up all my contacts. Somehow I've lost the last 10 years of contacts.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a new battery in it for $80, and they fixed the sleep button that was broken too. I've been using a workaround.
Yep.
So it's good. It's back. It's more or less back.
More or less.
But I'm gonna wait for the new iPhone to come out, and then we'll see what the fuck is up.
There's a rumor that there are two new iPhones coming out.
Rumor.
Yeah, the rumor is that. The rumor is that there'll be a standard new iPhone, and then to compete with that big screen phone, that smartphone that all these other companies are doing, that they're going to release a second, larger, note-like phone.
I would like a note. Here's the thing. The functionality on that, because I'm always typing long texts. I'm editing documents on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't give a fuck about pictures and things, okay?
Okay.
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 I don't know. Listen. The heated cargo shorts debate.
Dude, do you not understand how a show runs or works or anything like that? Like, that's coming. Like, it's coming. And you don't just drop it on me like that. Like, it's going to come. Do we need to do pre-production meetings now for shows?
The Dick Detectives.
Okay.
That was going to play, and then you go into it. You understand? Do you understand how this show works yet? 250 episodes
in. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I get excited.
We just covered that.
I get excited.
I pulled them up. All right. Go ahead.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, look.
Shit, there are a ton of cargo shorts.
The thing is that the debate rages on in the mommy community, and I'm so surprised how much you guys feel strongly. Listen, I'm not, you know. There's arguments for either side, apparently.
No,
you guys have sounded off.
They're siding with me.
Bullshit. Here we go. George writes, hey, mommies could not be more right about this dilemma, especially for skinnier dudes like myself. Stopped wearing them for that exact reason. Love the show. Keep it up. Thank you, George. Here's another one. Cargo shorts. This was from Ian. He writes, hey, mommies, Christina's correct. My housemate is a fat guy, so naturally, he wears nothing but cargo shorts. Naturally, I like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because he's a large dude or the, quote, cargo pant bulge, but I always assumed he had a big hog. But recently, I caught him coming out of the tub, and lo and behold, he's packing a peanut, though he did have some big old dog nuts. There's no doubt in my mind, cargo pant dick bulge is a real deal. Christina takes a win on this one.
Evan writes, fuck no. Tina Mommy is way off base about this. Tina, Tommy Mommy, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? Cargo shorts have no effect on increasing Dick place, and if anything, make it look smaller in comparison. Hmm. Would having pockets of pubes make it look bigger? Jeez. Fuck no, dog. That's why we shave from top to taint. For the trickery of making our dick bigger. Speaking of big old dicks, one of my big titted OC sugar cougar friends is still fucking Dennis Rodman. I have planted the seed for getting her to have him on the show. Oh. So thank you for that. We'll leave your name off of it. You got more?
Well, here's a neat photograph. I tweeted it today. It says, I think Christina might be onto something. Their dicks are practically out. And hey, there's the physical
evidence.
What do you
mean? They're shorts. What are you talking about?
I'll show you what I mean, dog. Okay, look, here. You notice, and don't fucking tell me, and don't lie. Look at the, if you look at the, what color is that? Khaki colored or camouflage? What's that? Green. Green. The olive green military issue colored cargo shorts. Don't fucking tell me that you don't see dick. Look.
I don't see dick.
Motherfucker, look at
Dude,
it.
What you're doing is you're, when,
it's not,
when you
it's
take a still photo and there's like folds and
right.
So you're getting an illusion that you're looking at dick shorts, but they're not. It's just the still is making you think that you're seeing that.
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Oh my God.
The evidence.
There is no evidence.
It's a photograph. This is like a catalog photo.
There's nothing there.
It's an illusion. And that's the problem, is that the cargo short gives the illusion that your dick is like bulgy, because it's got that big zipper thing over it,
dude.
And bro, and also somebody wrote with a G.I. Joe thing I brought up, because G.I. Joe's got a big bulge.
What about the Barry O picture that
Hold
somebody
on.
Sent?
Let me get to G.I. Joe. Uh-huh. He's a listener wrote in making a very good point. G.I. Joe was wearing parachute pants, and those are the ones that give you dicks. And I think he's right. I think that person, that may be the corollary to what we're discussing here. Thank you. Now go ahead with your Barry-O.
Someone sent a picture of the president wearing cargo shorts on the golf course. Sup, Barry?
Sup, Barry?
And it says, where's the dick, Christina? Because there's nothing there.
And I love how that guy wrote that in all caps, too. Like, he really wanted to make the message so funny. Here's another one from a gentleman named Michael. I think Christina is full of shit and wants an excuse to stare at dudes' packages every chance she gets.
Guess what, buddy? I don't think you're wrong. Who said that?
Let me see. Matt Michael.
Michael, you're 100% right. What you have here is a dick crazy woman.
The Dick Detectives.
So now you're feeling the music.
Yeah, now
you feel
it. I guess, you know, there's no clear winner at this point. This is going to have to continue on for a little while.
Well, the debate rages on. It's important.
I mean, you're out of your fucking mind, but yeah, it still goes on.
Is there anything more important happening in America than this debate right now?
Ferguson? No, not there.
No? I mean, come on. What?
What was that?
It was just me getting excited about a really important issue.
This is the most important issue.
That's what I'm saying. How come Anderson Cooper's not covering story?
Today, we're focusing on dick shorts, cargo shorts. Do they make your bulge look bigger? I'm keeping them honest.
By the way, we need to find you a pair of swim trunks before we go on this cruise.
Yeah, we can't get dick shorts on the cruise.
We told our listeners what happened the last time we bought you some pants, right?
Bought dick shorts in DR.
And disgusting Dominicans.
We were at a nice place. We weren't at like some fucking hut, some third world hut. We were in a nice resort, and they have the store that they sell. That store sold authentic Panama Jack hats.
Yeah,
they were like $180 for like the straw.
Straw hat.
Yeah, so stupid. Bullshit like that. But then I was like, I need swim trunks. I didn't bring enough.
Yeah,
I think I brought one, and I don't know. I wanted something else. So I went in there. They had like white board shorts with like a blue design on the side.
Yeah.
Put them on, just ran out to the water. As soon as I start coming out, they are 100%. See, not like kind of like, oh, I can make out what's in there. They're completely see-through when wet. So you can see hair, veins, balls, everything. I had to have you go get me a towel.
Thank God there were no children at that resort.
Jesus.
Because, I saw you come. You were like, you flag me, wave me over. You're like, come here. You're like, I can't get out of the water.
It's ridiculous.
My dick showing through the pants. And that brought me back. And the saddest part is that the reason we got those is because
The original dick shorts
in Miami, this is years ago.
Which weren't see-through.
What was the problem with those?
But they weren't see-through.
But what was the problem with those?
They were workout shorts, and they hugged. They had like that component, like that, that, you know, what's it called? Breathe Right shit. It's like, it just hugged the hog.
It hugs your nuts.
Yeah, it hugged them and like really showed you what's there. So that's different than see-through.
I know. I'm not sure what's worse.
See-through,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It left nothing to the imagination.
That's so funny. And the messed up part is that, like, we paid a pretty penny. We paid too much. We paid, like, the inflated hotel boutique price.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, these got to be great. I mean, we pay, like, $50, which in, you know, DR is, like, a million whatever mm-hmm. rupees they have there.
A million rupees.
it was really funny.
It was pretty crazy. Oh.
Yeah.
But. You're about to say
no,
something?
I was just thinking, you know, I had a bathing suit malfunction. I was a counselor in training once when I was 13 or 14 at a Tarzana Park summer camp. And I made the mistake of wearing a two-piece bathing suit down a water slide. And my little campers, I had like the 12 and 13-year-old boys, and they all went down before me. And I came down the slide last. I got up. Of course, my tits were out. And, I, you know, back then I had huge sloppers too.
Wow.
So it's embarrassing when you're junk. Falls out.
Yeah. I mean, I keep kind of fantasizing. I think that, like, if I had, like, a 10-inch dick, I don't know if I would be wanting to cover it up. I always wondered that. Like, you have a real big stinker on you.
Mm.
Like, you know, do you pull it out at parties, like, as a gag?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Because you're like, who's going to put their mouth on it?
But not... I think even aside from the... There's the sexual side of it, but then there's also the, like... It's like a gag. To have one that big,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, put their mouth on it is one level of it, but there's also like, it's like being 7 feet tall. Like you do funny shit, right? You put things out of people's reach. Like they're just like, you're such an anomaly. Like you're not the norm,
right? Right.
So I think if you had a big old stinking hog on you, like on that see through one, I think I'd probably just walk around like, yeah, well, look at it. It's huge.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you would. Yeah.
You'd probably show your family and stuff too.
Oh yeah, if it was that big, I'd put it out on the breakfast table and just see if whoever says something first.
If you had big balls, would you feel the same way?
Like abnormally big balls?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably. I'd show them. You show off whatever it is. I'm sure. I mean, if you had real big old fucking pig nuts
goat
on
nuts.
You, yeah.
I wish you had ginormous basketball nuts and then just a tiny little peener.
Why would
really
you wish
funny.
That?
It'd be just funny.
You'd have to deal
It'd
with that.
Be funny.
That's your problem.
I love you. I don't care. I love you.
You want me to have big basketball nuts and a tiny little peanut dick?
Maybe for just a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because those things are usually like, you know.
That's just a week. Options. Just on the cruise. I wanted you to show your family.
No. Yeah, I think I would just always be like, oh, you want to see some big black lazy dick?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you some dick.
Remember that documentary we saw about that guy that has a big dick?
Yeah.
He's like white guy in New York, and there's a documentary about it. And he's like, actually, you know, it's been fun, but it's actually hard to find like somebody who will take me seriously in a relationship.
His is comically large. It doesn't. It's not like it's not a big one. He has an actual elephant trunk in his pants.
Yeah.
They show him walking down the street in his jeans, and you see it.
His jeans.
You see it like mid thigh. It's gargantuan.
Yeah.
It's distraction.
It's a lot.
He also said like you know, underwear, can't find underwear. It has like special underwear made to like tuck it into, to wrap it around.
Yeah.
He said if he gets like sexually aroused, it's a fucking nightmare.
Because
his thumper just kind of, it's like a snake takes
it's
over.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are women with exceptionally deep vaginas.
Probably. There's definitely size queens that are like, that's what they're out for. They want big fucking stretched out cooters.
Maybe not stretched out, but deeper. Like, what if your actual vaginal canal or whatever was, like, double the length?
I don't know.
Kind of neat.
You like that idea?
I'd show that off.
You'd show off your vaginal canal?
Yeah.
Why?
Be like, look at this. It's an x-ray of my vagina.
An x-ray.
So people could really see it. It's hard to see it.
Hmm. What would you just put it in? You have it in your purse and pull it out?
Yes. Yes.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
G.I. Joe's wearing parachute pants. That makes sense.
You're so wrong on that.
No, I'm not wrong. Okay, look at the
dick. I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
Okay. What were we going to bring up? You were excited.
Oh, I wanted to. I left out because I was just, you know, forgot yesterday that I wanted to make sure I went into the more detail about Mike Tyson.
Yes.
That I actually told him before he sat down. After he came and talked to me about Netflix, that I totally got like, I felt like it was my moment to tell him how awesome he was.
Yeah.
And I nerded out and I was like, I kept saying, I was like, you know, like you're like a superhero. You were like a superhero to me when I was a kid.
Mm.
And I said like, you know, everybody, I cheer for you. I think, I feel like a lot of people do because you've made such a transformation. And like, I just was rambling. I was like, stammering and rambling. And you could tell that he gets, I think, you know, obviously he gets it a lot. So he like kind of like patted me on the shoulder. Like, it's okay. I know that this is kind of freaking you out right now. He did that.
Oh,
which is kind of nice.
Like, I know you're just being a retard right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He knew I was like trying to say something, but I was just like running through it. And I was like, you're the superhero and I'll cheer for you and you're the best. Cause you transformed in self-awareness. You had such, I love all the show and the documentaries, everything that you make. That's how I was saying it.
He really did overcome such obstacles. He doesn't know who his dad is, right? Or he thinks the man that was his dad isn't his dad.
Mm.
Mother is a prostitute.
Your mother was a prostitute?
Who was running the streets.
She was a prostitute?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Maybe I'm thinking of Richard Pryor.
Yeah, that's a different guy.
But here's Mike Tyson running the streets. Yeah,
he was definitely
difference.
Running the streets. He was definitely in trouble a lot.
Yeah.
He was arrested like 80 times at the time he was like 14.
I mean, and to turn around after that beginning in life is almost impossible.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Well, then, you know, it was like divorces and prison and all this shit and winning, you know, going to the highest level of, you know, fighting in the world and then losing it, losing all the money after making all the money. And people kind of wrote him off as like a crazy person and a savage, you know, and then.
Yeah.
When you hear, like, when you see some of the documentaries that he's been involved in and you just hear him speak now, like, I think it's not even just about him. It's about humanity. You see that, like, if you really put in the work, you go through life and it's about learning about life and about yourself and having that self-awareness and reflection. And I think it's inspiring, you know?
Wow. You just said some really insightful shit. Will you go on my other podcast?
Possibly. What does it pay?
Kisses?
Juice!
Yeah, you know what's sweet about him is that he, and I think you said this to me after you guys hung out that night, is that he's really, he's a sweet guy. Like, he looks like he could kill you, but
he
he's actually very sweet. And you get that when you watch, he did that one-man show directed by Spike Lee on cable. Remember we watched that? And he's a sucker for love, like everybody. And then, you know, these broads take his money and then, you know, there it goes.
Yeah.
There you go. Have a few babies with a few broads, and there goes the goddamn money. So the point of the story is, wear a condom, guys. Don't have kids with multiple baby mamas.
Really?
If you're an athlete.
That's the, okay.
That's the takeaway of the Mike Tyson story, isn't it?
No.
Wear a condom?
No. Huh. He doesn't have...
He's like a million kids.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't he have several kids?
From marriages.
Let me see. Let me look it up. I thought he had like a ton of kids.
He has like five.
That's a lot of kids.
From marriage? Your point, that doesn't apply to him.
Let's see.
It is not the lesson to be learned from Mike Tyson.
The lesson of Mike Tyson is eat your dessert after your meal. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, that's definitely not right.
Oh, he's so cute. I'm looking at him.
Yeah, you're definitely.
He really is an exceptional human being. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he went through a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of, you said in your story. Hold on, where are his kids? I know he has. Anyway, you know, you told him I love you when you hung up the phone with him.
Yeah.
I was talking to Bert Kreischer the other day, and I did the same thing because it was like reflexive. I was like, all right, buddy, I love you. You know, and he's like, I love you too. And he said it back to me. And I was like, oh, I said I love you. Because I usually say that to you. Mm-hmm. He was like giving me advice on something.
Sure.
It was funny. I was like, oh, I just told Bert I love him. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Sometimes on phone calls, you don't know how to end it. I've been saying it to a lot more guy friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all right, buddy. I'm like, all right, love you, pal. I love you.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, but you're definitely wrong about the lesson.
I thought he had like five or six children.
Well, he does. Support.
Yeah,
but through that's wives, not the lesson.
They weren't through baby mamas.
No, not at all.
Well, look, my apologies, guys. Okay, yeah. All right. I'm sorry, Mike. I messed up.
It's okay. He forgives you.
He does. Do you think he'll come over now that you guys are BFFs?
I don't know.
Mike, if you're listening, I invite you over for a barbecue. And you can talk to Tom. And I can ask you a million questions about your life.
I don't think he's listening.
He might be.
He might be, but I don't think he is.
All right.
Well, getting that out of the way. I feel like moving on to something more serious.
Okay.
This was like sort of brought up yesterday and then not really addressed. I want to make sure we don't leave something... Mm. You know, what is it? No
stone unturned.
No stone unturned.
And it's because we make promises to you guys. We don't want to go back on those. It's
right,
important
that's
that
true.
We keep our word.
That's true. Can you please get up and look at these for a second?
Hold on, I'm just making sure.
Can you please?
Oh yeah, let me look. Hold on.
You gotta see these. These are the ones
really?
That he's working. Yeah, I mean, just look at these. Get a real good look at them though. Like, I mean, look at that.
Stop it. He's wearing black socks now.
Look how many holes are there. So many holes, and they're so stained and so brown. So, you know, we brought you King Ass Ripper. We brought him into the world. Basically, we're his parents. And
until Tosh steals it.
He's
if he hasn't already.
He basically is like a teenage son that's sick of his parents because he won't answer us. And he won't answer you guys. We've all reached out to him, and he's like, I want to be left alone and make my fart videos. I'm farting. Leave me alone.
Well, he doesn't want the spotlight. He's like, right. I'm happy with the level I'm at.
It's for the love of the game. This video is called Ripping Massive Farts Part 4.
Four.
You know, I've met a number of people that say they stop listening whenever we have him on.
Well, those people aren't real mommies.
I know.
What can I say?
It is disappointing. Like, why do you you turn it off when the king comes on?
No. Come on. You're not part of the game. You're not a real listener then. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying exactly.
Who doesn't like King Astroper? Does he have any ones where he does like a scene? Like where he's like, I'm going to fart on all these ding-dongs.
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm gonna fart. I'm gonna take these Susie cakes and fart on them.
Because this is ripping massive farts part four. Okay.
I love when he sets up the scene like that.
The most recent one. Let's see.
Birthday cake farts.
It's called God of Gluttony, is what I see.
Come.
Poof, man. He's.
Those panties are worn down.
Oh, man.
There's so many holes in brown. Oh. Uh-oh.
He's wearing a really tight shirt so that he's put on weight. He's definitely sticking true to it.
Sounds like
guts fucking bloated and stuffed.
God. He's such an animal.
He's put on weight, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a hard belly or a soft belly?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty, I don't know what to call it. It's awful.
Let's see if we can pop it.
What's he doing?
Oh, shit.
He's using his... He's trying to pop the buttons on the shirt.
Oh, this is fetish. This is definitely fetish.
Baby. It is? Yeah.
I think that's why he hasn't responded to us, is that this has to be some sexual thing.
You think so?
I'm gonna pop the button. Yeah, because it's like tantalizing the viewer.
Hmm.
I think so.
Hmm. Hmm.
You think he has a girlfriend still?
I don't think he has a girlfriend ever.
And do you think he's moved out of his parents' house? I know he was living with his parents.
By the way, multiple people are now uploading videos of his.
Oh.
So if you go on YouTube, more than one person has videos uploaded of him.
Oh.
There's... Oh, the cake rolls one. I think this is an old one.
Oh.
Oh. I didn't realize...
Oh.
There's Glutton Manners is doing these videos.
Okay.
Ripping Ass and Pigging Out is the name of this one.
Ripping Ass and Pigging Out.
Yeah. You know, the East Coast really fosters the best talent. And I don't know what that is. For stuff like this, like for real personalities, mm-hmm. It's East Coast all the way.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, he's giving a big thumbs up.
Nice way to start this big ass glutton video.
Yeah, it's glutton. It's
King ass ripper back here, gassy gainer. Hairy ass ripper. Growing this massive gut to its 300 pounds.
He's a real gainer.
I think people might pay for this sexually.
No, he uploads it though.
For free.
Yeah.
But maybe you can meet him in private and he'll do this for you.
Fart in your face and.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think he's mentally ill. So I don't think so.
You think it's just.
Yeah, I think he just enjoys doing this. He loves farting. He loves burping. And he loves eating and having food fall all over him. He loves it.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Today I'm eating a whole lot of chili and beans, like I do every day. Here we go.
Here we go.
Means four chili dogs.
Which is enough, by the way. That's
how many,
what most people would cut it.
I can only do
chili dogs.
One and a half chili dogs.
I could do a few chili dogs. Four would definitely be like maxing out though on chili dogs.
That'll put you down.
Yeah, that would be it. What else are you going to do, buddy?
But I got a whole lot more than that I can fucking stuff in this gut.
So that's just a claim. I could do more than that.
Mm.
And 2.5 pounds of fucking Hormel chili with beans.
With beans. And fucking 2.5 pounds of fucking Hormel chili with beans.
The big hand, which is 1.5 pounds. In the little can, 1 pound. All in this massive, hairy gas tank.
Jeez.
He really enjoys it, though.
Yeah.
I think he really just loves doing this.
But the more I've had some... Here's the thing. I've had some time and distance.
Mm-hmm.
And some time to reflect. And with distance, now that I hear him again, the terms he uses, it sounds fetish.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm hairy and gross. I'm a glutton. That's like that's a category of fetish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Feeding, true. I'm going to weigh a certain amount. Like, that's part of the feeding community, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'm no expert in all of this.
Yeah.
But we've had had enough weird shit on this show to know.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's your feeling?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I feel like, you know, we don't know the truth. I mean, it looks like he uploaded that one to his live leak in July. So it's only a month old. Then there's gross gut stuff and gluttony.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a lot of stuffing, which is more fetishy, I think.
Right, and the glutton, that word, mm-hmm. it's like that's fetish.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Sounds like you.
Three more fucking mayo-loaded bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God.
Number six.
That's tough to hear. Even.
Those are really rough.
I don't like hearing him eat. I only like the farts. I'm a purist when it comes to King Ass Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear the feeding. Just give me the farts. Give me what you promised.
That's what you want.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's also a good amount of disappointment. In that he didn't get in touch with us, didn't respond, you know?
It is disappointing. It's rare, you know? A lot of times we reach out and people are very responsive, and it's just bizarre that he would completely disregard us. And we're huge fans of his work. We appreciate what he does.
Yeah.
And, you know, good luck.
Best
to you.
Let's see. So here's the this, like, on YouTube, it's being now uploaded by Harry and Gross Fan is uploading it. So it's like it's fans, it seems like, because
he has an intern.
And here are some of the things people are writing. I think he got deleted again.
That's always the problem with King.
Can you sit on my face while you eat?
Uh-huh. There we go.
Your ass needs a vacation.
Okay.
One word, boner.
See?
That beginning fart was epic. You are such a fat slob, and I love it.
Sorry, there you go.
There you go. You're right.
People have hard-ons for this.
But
that would make sense. That's why he doesn't want to get into it with us. Maybe he's like, look, this is just my thing, guys. Come on.
Yeah, just let me.
But we admire him from afar, and that's, you know, I guess that's okay, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're watching the show, right? We're just enjoying the show.
Yeah, he's sharing his talent with the world, and we're here to pick it up. Is this you or him?
This is not me.
Sure.
This is a lady. Looks like she's trying to get into position. What the fuck?
I don't like it. I don't like it. Whatever's happening. I don't like it. What's going on?
I just muted it, so you can't hear anything.
But actually, what's happening?
She was spitting on a plate.
Okay.
A lot. I think she's going to serve you the plate of spit.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Tommy. No, nobody wants to hear that.
I know.
Look, you know what your mom's house is about? Farting, burping. You know what I'm saying? Denim.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't waste this moment. Come closer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's nothing like releasing all that air onto your face.
Yeah.
You can make money doing this.
I so want to. God damn it. Give up this comedy thing?
Yeah.
How much do you think, let's be realistic, how much could I make farting in people's faces?
I think a very... A high amount.
Guys, if you're interested in me farting, what's he doing?
Babe, you can't put that out there.
What do you mean?
You can't put that out there.
Why?
Because people are going to be like, absolutely, okay, I'll sign up for that.
How about if I just send you a fart in a plastic bag?
Don't ask for that either.
It's me, Nevaeh Keys. I'm back again for another farting session for you guys.
So you can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I just told you. What do you mean?
Because we're married, is that why?
No, you don't want to be taking fart requests. People really
that
do
was
this.
A nasty little fart.
Oh, people's got his bone.
Oops.
Hiding is chunked.
Now, oh, you really want to provide this service?
No.
Jesus.
But, okay, real talk. If somebody emailed us and was like, Tom and Christina, I will pay you $10,000 for a jar of both of your farts. You're going to be like, nah.
No one's doing that.
What if someone out there really wants?
No one's doing that. It's ridiculous.
A $10,000 fart.
It's a ridiculous
scenario. No, it's not.
It is.
What if Richard Branson listens to the show and he's got a thing for farts and he's got a thing for your mom's house? To him, $10,000 is like $10.
Fine. If Richard Branson wants to do it, we'll fart for him for $10,000.
You got to put it out there in the universe, Tom. It's a secret.
But what you're really attracting right now is somebody who really likes farts who has $100.
I don't want that. It's not the price we discussed. Oh, my Lord. She's pushing too hard.
Yeah.
She's pushing.
I know.
It's not how you do it. That's a bullshit fart.
You don't like that fart.
Not in this house.
Yeah.
There we go. You should teach her a thing or two.
Mm.
Why don't you teach her how to fart? I feel like you could do a seminar on this kind of thing.
Let's go back to your dad from yesterday.
What the fuck I do to the cop? Nada. But see, we got policy.
Yeah.
Like in jail right now, a soup. $1.18. That's scandalous. They're trying to make money off of them.
What's the sound of being hit?
Somebody being an asshole in the background is what the sound is. Like they're just hitting shit. Like, are you trying to record something? I'm going to make some noise over here. Aww. That's what that is.
This is for La Amy and for Joker and for Smiley and all my homeboys down at MS-13.
Okay, he's 18.
Hey, dude.
Bonnie Bray.
Nothing. After all, bald and shit. They're all fucking bald and shit.
What?
He's saying cops are all bald and shit. Yeah. He's all drunk.
He's right.
They're all fucking bald and shit. Cops are not all bald and shit.
After all, bald and shit. They're all fucking bald and shit. Fucking cops are fucking bald.
Fucking bald and shit.
That might be the best thing I've ever heard
fucking
anybody say. Holy
bald
shit.
And shit.
Cops fucking the bald and shit.
Brother. Everybody hating because all these cops are all bald and shit. They're all fucking bald and shit. Fucking cops are fucking bald.
It's not fucking true.
Fucking cops are fucking bald.
I think
shit.
his fucking bato homies are all fucking bald. They always have shaved heads.
Of course. That's the cholo look, man. You gotta have a bald head, a goatee, Holmes. You gotta have your socks pulled up, your Converse, and of course your shorts, your dicky shorts.
It's crazy a dude like this is 46.
Yeah, they're lifers, dude.
I know, but like this guy's gonna be, you know, if he lives,
yeah,
he'll be the same personality at like 60.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle, bro.
Yeah.
It's really a full-time gig.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime gig. Being in a gang, Holmes.
Talk
this
some
is
shit.
For La Amy. You know, I've been wearing my police hat around town. And what's real neat about that is I get so much more respect as a woman. You know what I mean? Because you get, as a girl, you're always like, ah, shit, am I going to be raped when I walk out on the street? Is somebody going to fuck with me? So I already put up a wall of defense. I put my sunglasses on. Now, with the police hat, shit. It's like this... It's like I'm a guy. I have like the authority of a man. It's
oh, you fantastic. See people see it?
Absolutely, man. People eyeball that shit, and they're way nicer to me when I'm wearing my police hat. That's what's up. Real talk.
But you better not say you're an officer.
No, I'm not going to say that. I say if someone asks me, only one person has, I'll be like, well, I got this from my uncle, man. I say like I got it from
who asked you?
Our neighbor. I was walking in FIFO.
Yeah.
And he's
which,
like.
Which neighbor? Which way?
I can't say.
What do you mean?
Well, which way are we facing now? This way, bro. We know those new houses are built?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That avenue?
That guy who's got like the Scottish Terrier that yeah. always barks at Fief.
Oh, okay.
And so I always talk because he's always out there like fucking with his lawn when I'm walking Theo. And he's like, you're going to go to the fucking whatever rally? And I was like, what, bro? And he's like, you got the hat? And I was like, oh, no, I'm not. This is like from my uncle is what I say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I do like the authorita that I pull.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear my Department of Public Safety jacket, too, when I work at USF.
Your nerd jacket. You're such a nerd.
My windbreaker.
They're fucking bald and shit. Cops are fucking bald, man. They're fucking bald and shit.
What is happening?
What the fuck is he?
Everybody hating because all these cops are all bald and shit. Fucking bald and shit. Fucking cops are fucking bald.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I hear you. But I get his argument. I get what he's saying. You know.
The great Peter Kane.
Oh, Peter Kane.
Put up another awesome video.
He's the best.
This is very recent.
Yeah, this is...
Peter's fired up.
Peter's got so many great videos up right now. It was hard to kind of go through them. And pick the finest.
This is a really good one.
Yeah.
Again, he's not real big on filtering out background noise.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lot of passion, and that's what I'm all about.
Me too.
Passionate guy. Peter Kane on YouTube. That's Kane is C-A-I-N-E. Lots of videos. And he has, is this right? 800 videos? Is that right?
I'm not sure. But he's very productive. Yeah, he has a ton.
Holy shit.
He's like, and honestly, like if you have dog issues, I would say just type in the problem and Peter Kane. He's pretty much got something up for everything.
Yeah.
He's very thorough and he's very passionate, very opinionated, which we love at your mom's house. He keeps it 100.
Both of these are.
Keeps it real.
Are pretty phenomenal.
Oh, they're so funny. He's so good.
Here we go.
And it's like landmines out here and I have to pick it up. And then yesterday, the whole day. You know, going around Manhattan and Brooklyn, I kept smelling dog shit. It was like everywhere I went, I was smelling dog shit. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of dog shit in this town, isn't there? And then I come home and I'm watching TV and I put my feet up on a table and then I bring my feet down. There's dog shit on the fucking table because I'd stepped in it earlier. So the whole day I walked around this town, people were thinking, hey, there's Peter Kane. He smells like dog shit. Thanks, dude. I can't wait to catch your ass and your dog doing this shit. You know, you motherfucker. You know, not only did I have to take off my shoe, you know, I had to clean my shoe off, but I had to clean off my table too. You son of a fucking bitch. You don't want to pick up your dog shit and you want somebody else to pick it up for you. You want somebody else to handle your responsibilities. I can't wait to catch you. I'm putting a camera in my window tonight, you motherfucker. You dirtbag.
Shit.
I agree. 100%. I agree. I'm the same way, man. Listen, if our dog shits in our yard, I'm not picking that up. That's my fucking yard, okay?
Yeah.
But if Fifo shits outside in the world, I pick it up every time.
You're a real asshole. Especially, I mean, obviously you're a dog owner. You have a dog. You know that once you have a dog, like the very basic thing, etiquette for having that dog is you pick up his shit.
Yeah.
His or her shit.
Yes.
Wherever you go. He's completely right. You're an asshole if you don't.
And especially if it's a big dog.
With a big old fucking turd.
Big shit.
They have horse shits that come out of them.
Yes. Our neighbor's dog, big, stupid, fluffy, big, dumb thing, took a shit in our lawn when we first moved in.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
It was a big
shit. It was a big fucking turd right on our cement driveway. Like, first of all, what dog shits on cement? And there's grass everywhere. It's so weird.
It's bigger than a person's shit when
I know.
Dog shits. Yeah.
Why would you even... I mean, I know some of you have big dogs, and of course, I love doggies of all kinds. But to clean up that level of dog shit, I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, apparently, I mean, he's making the point that some people don't.
Yeah, that's terrible. He's some fired up. I agree. I'd be mad, too, if I walked around in dog shit all day long.
Yeah. It's upsetting. Everyone stepped in it. It's the fucking worst.
It's the worst.
Friends are the worst. Yeah, I mean, you got to do it, man. You got to show respect for yourself, for your neighborhood, wherever you are. It's disrespectful to everybody else.
It's unhygienic.
Yeah, but it's disrespectful. Disease, it's the main thing is that it's disrespectful.
Yes, it's disrespectful, and that's how diseases get started, too. People, you don't want little kids playing in dog shit grass and everything.
There's nothing worse than when you fucking, the first moment you realize you've stepped in dog shit, you're like, motherfucker.
Because your shoe's ruined. It's ruined. You can't, you
so
never.
Strong, yeah. Smelling, and you know that somebody's just a lazy fucking asshole. That's why.
You're never going to get that smell off the shoe. The shoe is done.
Pick up your shit.
Yeah.
Pick it up!
You motherfucker. Yeah. I love motherfucker. It's so funny. He's so fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
You know what, today.
He's right.
Today I was with my dog, Ike.
I said motherfucker today on the phone with the customer service rep.
Highly effective word choice.
I said, you motherfuckers.
You said
you
that to them?
Fucked me. Yeah, I said that. Good. I was really pissed.
Good. And how did they respond?
Can you hold for 1 second?
Yeah.
Then they sent me a voucher via email.
Hey.
It's not what I wanted at all. But I was like, you guys are the worst. I kept saying you're the worst. You guys are the worst.
Yeah, that tends to work in customer service where you vocalize your upsetness.
Yeah.
You got to tell them how disappointed you are in them. How upset you are. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, jeans.
They fucked me.
I'm sorry, boo.
I hope Peter Kane makes me feel better. Here's another video he put up.
Today I was with my dog, Ike, and we were walking by this woman, and as she was walking towards us, I knew she was going to say something. I knew she was going to do something. Her eyes were fixated on Ike. Fucking jerk, here it comes. And as I'm walking right by her, she tries to get Ike's attention by talking baby talk. You fucking bitch. You know, Ike didn't move a muscle, and we just kept walking. What the fuck is your problem? Is your ego that fucking broken?
That's more machine guns.
That's his sound effects he's putting in there.
Yeah, he puts in machine guns and explosions to go off.
Well, he's fired up.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you're not, don't pet the dog. The dog is being good. You asshole.
You asshole. You fucking asshole.
Don't pet the dog. The dog is being good. You're getting the dog in trouble, you dick. That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Well, he's right. Don't baby talk the dog.
You shouldn't. People that he's right. I mean, you know, sometimes he doesn't, you know, articulate exactly what he wants to say. But I think what he's trying to say there is like, it is kind of rude to just assume that a dog owner and a dog are open season for you to whenever you want. I don't think like that girl or most people have bad intentions.
No.
But they're not aware. They're oblivious to what's
going
on.
But like, for instance, when I walk Theo, I'm training him. The way I walk with him, it's very intentional walking, okay? I don't just put him on a fucking harness and let him do what he wants. The walks serve a purpose. So when some dumb bitch, she's right, is like, oh my God, and she like breaks your dog out of that bond that you have when you're walking with them, it's fucking annoying.
Of course it is.
Or in public. Like, don't just fucking leave us alone, dude. Just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Let me just work with my dog because I have to teach him shit because he's a shelter boy. He's still learning.
Yep.
And that just fucks it all up. Fucks it all up.
Fucks it all up. You fucking, you motherfucker.
You give your dog a vegan diet? That's my favorite one, too.
You asshole.
The dog eats meat. East Coast, that's where the most interesting.
Well, I feel like the characters. This is a bit of a serious way to end the show. Why don't we liven it up a little bit on our way out?
God damn.
That is sitting he's sitting on a plate of donuts, farting on them. He's farting on his food right now. Oh, and his dirty brown. Oh. Again, more donuts.
It's an emotional problem. Jesus.
sitting on all the donuts. God damn it.
I think you could give him a run for his money.
I could not give him a run for his money.
Are you being serious?
Of course I'm being serious.
What about last night, Tom?
What about it?
What about today, Tom?
Those aren't those kinds of farts.
Oh, babe. You're delusional.
Whatever.
You're not self-aware enough to know that you fart as bad as this guy.
No, I don't.
That's why you love him so much. Kindred spirits, birds of a feather.
Okay. I've missed this song. I mean, I haven't heard it in, I don't know, not that long, but I just miss it. So we're going to go out on this song. Hey, guys, please check out our site, yourmomshousepodcast.com. Thank you for listening to our show. Hit us up on Twitter, at Tom Segura. Don't worry about the other one. And then...
That is so rude.
Is there another one?
At Christina P.
And
God, and let me know your support of my cargo shorts theory. Thank you.
Subject line, cargo shorts. The email is yourmomspodcast at gmail.com. You know I'm right. Cargo shorts have no impact whatsoever.
Oh, you're so dumb. Okay. Everybody knows they create a dick effect.
Okay. Well, you know the battle we're having. We're going to see a moderator tonight. See if we can.
A therapist, you mean?
Yeah. It's a marriage counselor about cargo shorts. Dick
to work out. Dr. Jen Berman's going to help us.
That's it. Thanks, Jeans.
Love you.
Love you. Bye, Jeans.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Cunt, my cunt, my cunt. Can't we cut my cut?
It's sexy.